Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of Life Lean In, where nobody's perfect. We're all in process. So we're going to keep learning, keep growing, and we're going to keep leaning in. The other day, I came out in front of our staff and I told them, man, we are an empowering community. We're an empowering organization. So we're going to give away ownership. We're going to give away authority. And you're going to say, okay, you have the ability to make decisions. But I walked out the other day in front of our staff and I said, okay, there's only one thing that you can't make a decision on. This decision has already been made. And that is, we are always over and not under. Always over and not under. Now, over under, you hear that phrase and you think gambling probably, or betting odds, right? Or what's going to happen in that game. Over under. Well, here's what I mean. I literally walked out of the bathroom and I pulled out a piece of, you know, a roll of toilet paper. And I said, we are always an over church and not an under church. This is the only decision that is not allowed to be made in our organization, that we are always over and never under. Well, that wasn't actually the point of what I was going to talk about, but it has practical application for our organization. And honestly, I truly believe in the over and not the under. But let's get a little bit more serious here for just a second, all right? Here's what over and under means. We tend to have authority issues. We have authority issues with humanity. As human beings, we have authority issues from the very youngest of ages, man. If you were to talk to my daughter, Gracie, who's only 2 years old, or my daughter, Harper, who's 4 years old, man, you didn't have to teach them to rebel. You didn't have to teach them to go, no, it's mine, or to say why, you know, when I ask them to do something. Like, we have authority issues. It's built into us. Maybe it's even like you go to a restaurant and, you know, when that's a thing, you go to a restaurant and the hostess or host takes you to a table and you look at that table and you go, nah, can I have that one over there? Like, you have authority issues. Or maybe it's with your wife or your spouse, your husband. You have authority issues. Maybe it's with a boss. Man, that guy or that girl, man, they're a jerk. You can't even think about working for them. And so you do the pushback. You finish that report and all of a sudden it's not good enough, or they want it to be better. And you're like, man, I worked that hard and he just threw it back in my face and now I got to do it over again. Like, we've got authority issues. There's so many things that going on in our life, man. If I'm being really real right now, I have an authority issue with speed limits. Like, I have a lead foot. I don't know what it is, but I just have to go at least 5 to 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. Yeah, I have authority issues. I have authority issues. We have issues with authority. If there's a law, maybe most of us, or if there's that line, it's like, okay, I'm just going to get as close to that line as possible, maybe even tiptoe over it, and then try to come back to the other side. Man, we've got authority issues. But here's the deal. I lead a faith organization, as you know, New Life Church. And God always tells us that we have this authority issue. We have this authority issue with God himself. That, man, we want to take control of our own lives. We want to chart our own destinies. We want to actually be God in our life. Like, that's the essence of what the Bible calls sin. Like, we just want to do it our way. We don't want to do it God's way. We don't want to fall in line. None of that. No. We want to be over everything. Well, the problem is that's way too much responsibility for us. And honestly, when we do that, it causes a lot of problems. And so over under, we've got, if we want to be over things, if we want to actually have authority in life, we've actually got to learn to get under the things that God has put over us so that we can be over the things that God has put under us. Let me say that again. We have to learn authority. We've got to learn how to submit ourselves to authority, right? So that we can get over the things that God has put under us, we need to get under the things that God has put over us. So as a Christian, as a person, a man of faith, man, I got to submit myself to God himself. I got to submit myself to his word. I got to submit myself to what he says is good and right, not what I think is right. Matter of fact, the Bible even says that there's a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it leads to death. Man, so if I'm going to learn how to do this, man, I've got to be, if I want to be over the things that God has put under me, I got to get under the things that God has put over me. And so I got to learn this. I got to learn this. And here's the deal. When we walk in authority, when we walk under the umbrella of authority, especially God's authority, man, we are protected by the elements. We're protected by all the things that come against us and the things that come at us. Like Jesus even said that in this world, we're going to have trials and trouble, but to take heart because he has overcome the world. And so when we submit ourselves to God's authority, man, we have this protection. We have this ability to walk in freedom, not worrying about the elements, not worrying about all the trials and the tribulations, because he's got this. But man, when we do what we do best, when we do what's in our nature to rebel against authority, when we walk out underneath the umbrella of authority that God's put in our life, man, then we're exposed to the elements. We're exposed to the wind, to the hail, to the rain, to the snow, whatever it is that's coming our way, we are exposed. We're not protected. Why? Because we've removed ourselves from what God has put over us. And so we've got to learn to submit to authority. Man, there's earthly authorities that God even said that we're to submit to. We're supposed to submit to the governing authorities. Man, why do I go so fast? Why do I always have to go 10 miles over the speed limit? Why do I obey laws? Why? Because it's good for me. Man, there's consequences if I don't put myself under those authorities, if I get outside of them. Man, the same could be true in my workplace. The same could be true if I'm on a team. Am I submitting myself to the authority of that coach or to that leader on my team, that captain? Man, submitting ourselves to authority actually allows us to get over the things that God wants us to have. But we got to learn this. We got an authority issue. So here's a question. Here's a practical question. What is it in your life right now that you're rebelling against the authority in your life? Is it the government? Is it a coach? Or maybe even a teammate that's yours that's been placed in a position of authority that could be a captain of your team? Is it a parent? Man, thinking about, man, if your parent loves you, they want the best for you. So there's probably things that they're asking you to do or things they're telling you to do, probably because it's for your benefit. So why rebel? Why try to get outside of that authority? I promise you, if you honor the authority in your life, man, God will elevate you. That's what he does. He elevates when we submit ourselves. Jesus even said the highest authority we can have is actually a position of servanthood, a position where I'm looking out for the best interest of others, even before myself. And so our authority issues, guess what that is? We're always looking out for number one. It's all about me. It's all about what I can get and what I can do. I'm not thinking about, man, how do I elevate somebody else? Man, think about marriage. In God's economy, what God says in the Bible, he says that a man is supposed to be the leader of his house. Now, that doesn't mean he's supposed to be domineering. It actually says that a man is to love his wife like Christ loved the church. Well, what did Jesus do for the church? He gave his life for the church. He came to serve the church, to lift her up as a bride and prepare her for greatness. That's what Jesus did. He submitted himself to this authority. And man, he served us with greatness. And so that's what we do as husbands. We do everything we can to prepare and lift up our brides to be radiant and awesome and beautiful. We serve her and love her and protect her. Man, it's we have authority over things, but we submit ourselves to the authorities that are above us. Why? Because it's good for us. It's better for us. So what authority issues do you have? What haven't you submitted yourself to that God has put over you? Friends, it's a great question for you to ask, because I bet that there's a potential promotion for you if you'll actually submit to the authorities that God has placed in your life. This is a great life leaning to learn over, under. In order to get over the things that God wants to have under us, we've got to get under the things that God has put over us. Man, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your questions or comments, even interact. Man, you can even share, like, what is that thing? What is that authority that I need to submit myself to that I haven't? Whether it's a parent or a boss or a coach. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the topic. Send your questions. Hit the subscribe button. Share this with a friend if it's helpful. And just remember, nobody's perfect. We're all in process. So never stop learning, never stop growing, and keep leaning in.